Today, it, let me turn this on here. Is who and what were present at the manger scene of Jesus' birth, which we will be covering more than just that, but that is the main topic that for this presentation that we'll be covering. There are two books and chapters that cover Jesus' early childhood. And the first one that we're going to cover is Luke chapter 2. So if you'll get your Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 2, we will start reading there. We'll start in verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So what is going on here is the Roman Empire had been approximately, say, 60 years in existence, and they were registering everyone for tax purposes. So they had everyone to go to the city of their household. That's what the Jews were supposed to do, the Hebrews. So since Mary and Joseph were both of the house and lineage of David, they went to Bethlehem because that was the birthplace of David. Let me see. I was wanting to get to this map here. So what they ended up doing is they lived in Nazareth, both Joseph and Mary, and they traveled, it's approximately 60 or 65 miles north of Jerusalem. So they went from Nazareth, which is in the province of Galilee, which that will come up later in the text. So they travel south, go through Jerusalem, and then Bethlehem is a little bitty town, and approximately 5 or 6 miles south of Jerusalem. So this is where they traveled, approximately 70 miles or so. And here she was expecting a child, so you know that was not a small journey. But anyway, so this is where they end up in Jerusalem and Bethlehem are both in the province of Judea. So now we'll continue here in verse 6. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone before them, shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.' So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they, the shepherds, came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. So, the question is, who is present at the, this is the famous manger scene. So who is present? We have Jesus, and it lists him as a babe or an infant. We have Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, and a manger. That is all that is listed present. And now, let me see. Okay, now, what society tells us who is present, and we kind of made more of a comprehensive list here, but they say Jesus, and you'll see these manger scenes in people's yards, but then they might not have all of these, but a comprehensive list of who society says or thinks is there. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, shepherd or shepherds, a manger. They have a star, animals, an angel or angels, three gifts, three wise men, or three kings, and a stable. And so we've just read the passage, and we see that it was not that, it was just Jesus, Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, and the manger. So, the ones that are not present that people usually put in there and is not mentioned in the text and was not at the manger scene was the star, angels, three gifts, three wise men, three kings, animals, a stable. None of those were present. So, let's continue and read the text, and we'll see where these other things are mentioned later, and what kind of time frame that they come into effect here. We'll continue reading verse 17. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all those who heard it marveled in those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angels before he was conceived in the womb. So, when Jesus was 8 days old, two things happened. He was given the name Jesus, and he was circumcised. And now let's look at verse 22. Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem and presented him to the Lord. The key phrase here is, when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed. But when they presented him to the Lord, verse 23, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two pigeons. So, we're going to read the passage that is that was actually given to the Hebrews from the law of Moses, and I want you to notice the two things. Number one, they did not go to the temple and present Jesus to the Lord until her days of purification, and we'll find out how long that is in the text, and that they gave a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. That was their sacrifice. So now to read about this, let's turn to Leviticus chapter 12. Leviticus chapter 12. We'll start in verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a woman has conceived and born a male child, then she shall be clean, unclean 7 days, and in the days of her customary impurity she shall be unclean. And on the 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. She shall then continue in the blood of her purification 33 days. She shall not touch any hallowed thing, nor come into the sanctuary until all the days of her purification are fulfilled." So if it is a male child born, on the 8th day, the child is circumcised, and then it is 40 days before he is able to be taken to the sanctuary or the temple to be presented before the Lord. And we get that from verse 2, 7 days, plus verse 4, 33 days. So that's 40 days for a male child. Now we'll read for female, verse 5. "But if she bears a female child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her customary impurity, and she shall continue in the blood of her purification 66 days. So it is twice as long if a female child was born. It would be 80 days, 14 plus 66. Since Jesus was a male child, it was 40 days before they took him to the temple to present him before the Lord. In verse 6, "When the days of her purification are fulfilled, whether for a son or a daughter, she shall bring to the priest a lamb of the first year as a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove as a sin offering to the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Then she shall offer it before the Lord and make atonement for her, and she shall be clean of the from the flow of her blood. This is the law for her who has borne a male or a female. And if she is not able to bring a lamb, then she may bring two turtle doves or two pigeons. One is a burnt offering, the other is a sin offering. So the priest shall make atonement for her, and she will be clean." So normally they were supposed to bring a lamb and a dove or a pigeon. But if they didn't have economic means to secure a lamb, then God allowed them to sacrifice, to substitute a dove or a pigeon for the lamb. So in that circumstance, they would give two doves or two pigeons. And so we will turn back now to Luke chapter 2. And we see from verse 24 that is what they sacrificed, was two doves or two pigeons. So that tells us the economic status of Mary and Joseph was very poor. Okay, so now we will read about when they were at the temple. So we know what has happened here. Jesus is at least 40 days old when he comes to the temple, and then they have traveled back 5 or 6 miles north from Bethlehem to Judea, to Jerusalem. So we'll start reading in verse 25. "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the Christ, the child Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, He took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayer night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Okay, so that is all the text as far as what is told about when they were in the temple. Now, verse 39 is a key verse with how this is worded, and it's much misunderstanding of what actually went on, but the key is actually in the text. So we'll read 39. So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. Many people think that they left the temple and went straight back to Nazareth, 60 miles north, where they came from originally. But the key phrase is, so when they had performed all the things according to the law of the Lord. So we will find from another passage that there were other things that they had not completed according to the law of the Lord that they had to do. So actually what they did from when they left the temple is they went back to Bethlehem. So they went 6 miles south again to Bethlehem. So to find the rest of this story and the completion, let's turn to Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2, now we will start in verse 1 and verse 24 just to get a little bit of context, and this will give us a time frame of how old Jesus is. And as we read through this text, we will get clues as to his age as we go through. But we'll start Matthew chapter 1, verse 24. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took him to his wife, and did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. So, verse 25, he was named Jesus, and we know from Luke chapter 2 that he was named and circumcised on the eighth day. So, before we get into Matthew chapter 2, we know that Jesus is at least 8 days old. So now let's start reading chapter 2, verse 1. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. So, these wise men say that they have seen Jesus or the Messiah, and the Jews understand this, that they are he was talking about the Messiah, not a physical earthly king. And they have seen the Messiah's star when they were in the east. It does not say where they came from, just from the east, and they show up in Jerusalem. And obviously, they expect to find the Messiah there in Jerusalem. And whenever they show up, I imagine they were shocked that the King Herod hadn't heard of that the Messiah was born, didn't know anything about him, nor did any of the Jews, and it panicked the whole city of Jerusalem. We'll continue in verse 4. And when King Herod had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. So they know, King Herod found out that the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem. So verse 7. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And that is a key verse here that will come into play later. But he found out when they first saw the star. Verse 8. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them until it came and stood over where the young child was. So they depart from Jerusalem, start heading 6 miles south toward Bethlehem, and the star that they had seen in the east comes out of the sky, goes before them and leads them, and then stops over the place where Jesus was. And verse 10, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Verse 11, and when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So, we find out from this one that this text here that Jesus is in a house. There is no mention of a manger. There's no mention of shepherds or anything, but who is present here at the... here in Matthew 2 is Jesus, and he's listed as a young child, not a babe or an infant anymore. Mary, wise men, and we have no number. You know, three is the traditional number, but all we know is there's more than one, just the same way with shepherds. We just know that there were more of one of them because they're plural. Three gifts were given. And there was a star that was over the house where Jesus was, and there was a house. And Joseph is not mentioned right here in verse 11, but by necessary inference, and we'll read here further in the context, Joseph is there because he is there that night after the wise men leave. So Joseph has not abandoned them. He is at least somewhere around, but he's just not mentioned in that about him being there. Okay, and we are about to find out another something about the time frame as far as how old Jesus is in the next few verses as far as what happened. So we'll continue reading in verse 12. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now when they, the wise men, had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, out of Egypt I have called my son. So we know that it was prophesied that the Messiah would be called out of Egypt. So he had to do that before they end up going back to Galilee to Nazareth, where Jesus ended up growing up. So what we know that has already happened by this point is Jesus had already been, since they leave that night that the wise men show up, we know that he had already been taken to the temple in Jerusalem. So we know that just from so far that what we have read, that Jesus was at least 40 days old when the wise men show up. And they are that night they leave to go to Egypt, and which is another considerable journey. What they here they are in Bethlehem, so they're going to go to Egypt, which is approximately 350 miles. Don't know where they went. We know nothing about that, but this was a considerable distance that they had to travel here. So now these wise men show up supposedly just out of nowhere. What is the purpose of why they showed up? I think the reasoning is in the gifts that they brought. They brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Possibility of why they were there, and because this obviously had divine intervention, that they were there because they knew about this star, and they knew to go to Jerusalem, and then they brought these gifts. And a possibility of what this was about, Jesus, Joseph, and Mary were on their way to a foreign land, had to go to Egypt, and we already know that they had a low economic status. So these wise men provided them with valuable treasures, and it even says in verse 11 that they opened their treasures. So this would have been able to finance their travel as they went to Egypt and their stay as long as they were there. Until they leave Egypt, and they gave gold, which is always has been a universal form of currency through all different cultures. So that certainly could have been used to have helped sustain them. And then frankincense and myrrh. Frankincense was a oil used to worthy of anointing a king. So they may have used that and anointed Jesus with the frankincense. And myrrh was more of a burial spice. So I don't know if they would have used that on Jesus. But definitely, all frankincense and myrrh are very expensive. And they could have been sold as they went to Egypt or in Egypt to help keep financing their trip. Or they might have used the frankincense and myrrh to anoint Jesus, and that was an oil and spices worthy of a king. Okay, now we will continue in verse 16 here of Matthew chapter 2. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. The time that he had determined from the wise men, we find in verse 7, that was when the star appeared. So, according to the text, obviously, they told him that the star had appeared 2 years before. because that is the age that he kills the babies that are in Bethlehem in the districts, 2 years old and under. So very likely Jesus was about 2 years old when the wise men show up and they travel to Egypt. Okay, verse 17. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, 'Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead.' Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea, instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, and being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee." So they were going to travel back to Bethlehem from Egypt. But as he entered somewhere in here, he found out that Herod's son was in power, and so he was afraid, and God in a dream told him to go back to Galilee, and that is where Nazareth was. So they instead of going back to Bethlehem, they go back to Nazareth, where they Mary and Joseph started out their journey here. In verse 23, "And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene." So this harmonizes Matthew 2 and Luke 2, Luke 2 verse 39, where it says, "So when they had performed all the things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth." And even though Luke chapter 2 was, the verse 39 was mentioned right after the temple scene and the text talking about Jesus being presented at the temple, they did not leave because they had to go to Egypt and the Messiah had to be called out of Egypt before they could go back to Nazareth. So, to harmonize the two accounts and get a timeline of events of what happened, Luke 2 and Matthew 2, we're already seeing Luke 2 happened first. Then that was when Jesus was first born, when the shepherds show up. And then Matthew 2 is the second occurrence, which is Jesus is approximately 2 years old at this point when Matthew 2, when the wise men show up. So to get our timeline, first Jesus is born and the star appears, but only the wise men notice the star. Second, the shepherds are told about Jesus by an angel. Then the shepherds go to Jesus and he is listed as an infant or a babe. Jesus is named and circumcised at 8 days old. Jesus is over 40 days old and is taken to the temple to be presented before the Lord with the two doves or two pigeons. The wise men travel to Jerusalem from the east. Then the wise men visit Jesus. He's listed as his child in a house in Bethlehem and depart. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph leave for Egypt with the gifts. Then males 2 years old or under are killed in Bethlehem, and that 2 years old was determined from the wise men telling King Herod that that's when the star first appeared, which that from what they obviously all thought, the star appeared when Jesus was born, which would make sense. And then Jesus, Mary, and Joseph leave Egypt and live in Nazareth. And this harmonizes Luke 2:39 with Matthew 2:23. So now we have covered all the text that talks about Jesus as an infant and a young child. For our class portion, we have come up with a little quiz, and we will go over this quiz, and we'll have a question and answer and a discussion on that. And so at this time, let's stand and sing.
Question comes to you and me. Tell me, what shall your answer be? Where will you spend eternity?